This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning, a December football Friday that means a lot to many teams in the NFL, except the two teams here, it does not mean as much for. Last night, you had a big game in the NFC with teams with playoff hopes. It was the Mitchell Trubisky redemption game at Soldier Field that Jerry Recco was there to call. We'll get some of his play-by-play highlights a little bit later in the show. Hey, the Knicks bounce back. Instead of losing by 44 on the road, they came home and only lost by 37. So these are the improvements that you need to see from a team. 44-point deficit to a 37-point loss. That's really good for David Fizdale as they're taking steps in the right direction. And we'll have plenty of hot stove speculation, because why not? That's where we're at. Gerrit Cole's going to get an offer from the Yankees. Didn't know that about 2 months ago. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great, man. And unfortunately, last night, so, you know, I had to go to a Christmas function.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Right? So kind of took me away from some of the things. And then, so I'm following a lot of this stuff on my phone in the middle of this function last night. And I'm just, and I'm around a bunch of Knicks fans. All right?
They're
and we're
still
kinda
out
like
there.
Watching it together.
Right.
And I'm like, do you guys believe what we're watching here? Can you believe that this team looks this horrific, you know, at this moment, right?
Yeah.
And all the Knicks fans, and I mean, like, and we're all Knicks fans. We all want them to win. We all want them to do good. We all want to return to yesteryear, whether it be the mid-90s, the early 70s, the late 60s. We all want to be a part of something that will galvanize the largest fan base in New York.
Absolutely.
And what we are watching again is another effing disgrace. An absolute just putrid effort. Julius Randle should be kicked off the team.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now. These guys, like, the fact that, you know, the ball gets stolen and it gets returned the other side, to the other end, and guys are not even running. So you know what that says? Hey, coach, F you, we hate you. And you know what? If I'm the owner, I'm looking at this like Jim Dolan was last night. I'm like, hey, coach, you're out of here.
Yeah.
I put the GM on a short leash and say, look, dude, get somebody in here that's at least going to get these guys to play hard and scare the living crap out of them. Or you know what? You're all gone.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, this is the low point now. I never thought it could get freaking lower. But back-to-back losses of more than 35 points in games that where they are just completely out of it and don't care. And it looks like they don't care. That's the problem. Like, all right, if they lose to the Denver Nuggets by 10 and it's a close game with 5 minutes to go, I can understand that. If they lose to the Milwaukee Bucks by 15 and at least 3.5 quarters they're in the game, I can understand that. I cannot buy into the crap that I am watching over the last two games.
Down 22 at half, right. 37 at the end of the game.
Look,
it's historic.
It was hard to follow until I was able to actually sit down and watch the end of I watched the end of three games last night.
Okay.
All within like a minute of each other because I'm going back and forth, commercials and everything else, right? I watched 5 minutes of the Rangers. It was insane. As the Ranger goalie, Georgiev, is making save after save after save. The new free agent acquisition or trade acquisition, Jacob Trouba is making great plays. You know, they take a penalty, of course, late in the game. I mean, it's a madness. I mean, it's like craziness. Then I flip over the Islanders. The Islanders are up 2-1. It's the end of the game. And all of a sudden, here comes Vegas. Boom, 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 boom. They score a goal. They tie it up. They now go into overtime. 3-on-3. Madness ensues all over the place. The Islanders win. The place goes crazy. It explodes. Thank you, Allie. And it's like, oh, then I turn over to the Knicks. It's like, there's Clyde and Mike Breen, and they're just going, well, you know, this is somebody needs to get mad here. Somebody's got to say this is, you know, enough is enough. And I'm like, enough is enough for 20 years. I'm like, I got more out of those two hockey games with the last 3 minutes of each of those games and then overtime for the Islanders than the Knicks have given me in 20 years.
Yeah, well, welcome to my world. Welcome to my life. You have
it's
now reached
lives,
that boiling
over
point like I have, and now I'm at the point of apathy. So that's what they've done.
So I'm watching the post game last night, and of course I love watching Wally and Alan Hahn do their thing because to try to navigate through this dreck of a basketball team, and I'm watching them in the post game, and Alan Hahn actually says to Wally, oh, well, you know, you didn't really play defense when you played in the NBA, you know, so you kind of know what I'm like, hey, so I text Wally. I said, Wally, ask Alan how many games he played in the NBA.
Oh, one of those,
and
huh?
And then slap him across the face and say, hey, I don't need to hear this from you. But anyway, it is just an absolute, the word is disgrace. And I'm sure everybody on this radio station will use that word because now it's two in a row. It's back to back. They don't play again until Saturday. Right? I think it's Saturday.
Yeah, well, Here's the deal.
How many years has the NBA been in existence?
Done. They're, Fizdale's done. They're all done. And, yeah. You know, you brought Perry and Fizdale here to change the culture of the team. The culture of the team is worse than it's ever been. And their play reflects it. And you know who's going to get caught up in all of this and who is getting caught up in all of this? Both Kevin Knox, who, you know, obviously hasn't found his game for whatever reason, and R.J. Barrett is now all of a sudden being associated with this crap.
Oh, that's what I said a couple days ago after the Milwaukee game. I said that this is my fear now, that R.J. Barrett's going to get sucked into the abyss of this horrible franchise, and then we're going to ruin him. So June of 1946 is when the NBA started. Last night was only the seventh time in the NBA that a team has lost consecutive games by 35 or more points. Only seven. It happened six times in, what are we talking, 73 years?
You know what, I feel like the Knicks are in the middle of that. There's this schedule stretch like the Jets were at the beginning of the season where every team was a good team.
Every team's better than them. It doesn't matter.
I know that, but the Knicks
lose to the bad teams, too.
I mean, it is like there is no soul on this team, man. There is no backbone.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I think we talked about at the beginning of the year, and you more are the basketball fan than I am because I can't watch this crap. You basically said, well, we got some really hard-charging guys. You know, the Marcus Morrises of the world. The Portises of the world, the Julius Randle could be an all-star for the Knicks. You know, these are guys that, you know, you could really, you know, at least sink your teeth into because they're hard scrabble NBA guys. My ass.
Yeah, well.
My ass. They're all stealing again.
Yeah.
They're all basically mailing it in. They're getting their checks. And David Fizdale looks like a dead man walking.
Yeah, I am surprised. I felt strongly that they would be able to have a little bit of grit and compete. They said it themselves. I didn't think that this was going to go in the way of the worst franchise start in the history of the organization. It's tied for the worst start to a season that they've ever had at 4-18. I never envisioned that. Never envisioned it.
I don't ever see them coming out of this right now.
Well, no, they're not going to come out of it.
And the thing about it is that this is a total... That effort and then the last two games and what Fizdale said after the Milwaukee Buck game tells me done, over, goodbye.
So get what are they waiting for? This is the question. What are they waiting for?
I don't know. I don't know if Scott Perry
tell
has
me
a
what they're waiting for.
I don't know if he has a backup plan. I don't know if he has anybody on a short dial.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. You want to give it to one of the assistant coaches? I don't know.
Give it to one of those fans that MSG runs the commercials for where they go into their closet and they show all the stuff that they have. Give it to – doesn't matter!
I'm just telling you it is atrocious, and it is embarrassing, and it is the mecca of nothing is what it is, and it looks bad. And if I'm Jim Dolan, man, I am livid. Wait a minute, man. I'm investing billions and billions of dollars into this thing, and we can't get it right. And I think I got the right guys that are running it. And look, I was the first one 2 years ago said, I'll give them a chance. Let's give them a chance. Let's let them get in here. Let's let them make some decisions. We know why Perry and Fizdale were bought here. They were brought here to be able to attract free agents because Fizdale's everybody's buddy in the NBA, and Perry has all these great connections and all this other stuff. And now what you are witnessing is a lack of respect from the players to the coach and the coaching staff, for that matter, too.
Yeah.
There is no respect at all. None. And you could see it. And you could see it on defense especially. And you could see it when all of a sudden the other team is going on a fast break the other way and guys are jogging back. The fact that a professional basketball player getting paid $15 million a year shows you that kind of effort is an absolute and utter
disgrace. You told me I told you after the Milwaukee game that was about, you know, as bad as it gets, guys were loitering. And the sad part about it is, like, you are where I was after the Milwaukee game. And for me, I expected this. I expected this. I think I actually said they were going to lose by 38. They lost by 37. This is exactly what I expected from them from an effort standpoint and an execution standpoint.
I can't
if I hear one more time about how David Fizdale is loved by the players, he connects with the players, there's guys like LeBron that will stand up for David Fizdale,
give me a break.
These guys don't care about him. They don't listen to him. They don't play for him. And yeah, firing David Fizdale is probably going to do nothing. But one thing that it will do is show that this right here can't happen. I'm sorry. Me or you could get more out of that team than David Fizdale is getting out of it right now. Because it can't be worse.
I don't think they'd listen to us either.
It can't be worse.
They put a collection of guys together that is really disappointing. You know, I keep hearing about, you know, how Dennis Smith wants to play more and how this guy wants to play more and this guy wants to play more. And I need to do this and I need to do that. Me. It's just like, get out, goodbye, get out of here.
Yeah.
It's another putrid season that is punctuated by a lack of effort.
Imagine if...
It's really sad. It's really sad.
The only saving grace for the Knicks right now is something that may not be a saving grace at the end of the year. Like, imagine if Kyrie Irving wasn't hurt and he wasn't going down these crazy, like, you know, thought triangles that he does or whatever.
Thought rabbit holes.
Yeah, thought rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Like, if he wasn't doing that and he was playing his ass off and, like, averaging, like, 36 points a night, imagine how bad this would look now. Like, the only saving grace for them is, like, Kevin Durant's still hurt, Kyrie Irving's hurt, and he's on Instagram every day. But when that starts to turn, because there's still a good chance that it will, when Kyrie comes back, he's healthy, Kevin Durant's healthy next year, and the Knicks are historically bad down the block, it makes it even worse.
I don't know, you know, Well, Steve Cohen by the Knicks. I don't know what to tell you. It's I don't know why, and I know, well, I do know why. I mean, it's the garden, it's everything else that's attached to it, and it's the building and all this other stuff. But man, it is so hard to watch.
I quit at half last night. I'll be honest with you. Down 22, I was done at halftime. I said, I'm not watching any more of this.
Well, we had to get to bed, but I wanted to hear what that.
The game starts at 7:30. It's fine. I usually watch these games, and yet Thursday Night Football wasn't even that. I mean, I could not. There was no more of this that I could absorb.
I just had to listen to Alan and Wally try to navigate through it because that's part of the fun of it. Watching those two guys go at it.
Exactly, and they can't even really be all that critical, right? Because
MSG. Well, I mean, they are. I mean, they try
they're not going
to
say...
Not going to say what we just said.
Yeah, disgrace and my ass and everything else. They can't say any of that. I mean, it's...
I would not, there's no way that I would ever buy a ticket to watch that Drek.
No, yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah, no way.
And you're talking about a sports city that, you know, it's expensive to go to a game. It's really expensive to go to a game. And, you know, and I know, and even Fizdale said the other night, you know, every now and again, every team goes through this. Yeah, not on back-to-back nights.
Yeah, it's only the seventh time in 73 years that it's happened in the NBA. How many games are played in the NBA every year?
Has the team gotten worse or better?
Have they gotten worse? And they added all these guys, and they've gotten worse.
Yeah, but I mean, they have gotten worse since the beginning of the season.
Yeah, no. We've talked about this so many times. I don't love saying that this guy's got to be fired, that guy's got to be fired. It's jobs, it's everything else. I do believe that David Fizdale will land on his feet. He'll be on a staff. He's got enough relationships in the NBA. He'll be an assistant somewhere else. He's not going to have another opportunity to be a head coach. But this is just when you're this bad, you don't deserve to keep your job.
Do they even have a system? Is there a system? Is there a defense in place that they, you know, do they just hoist threes? Or by the way, that's the other thing.
How many wide open threes?
You're a professional basketball player. You would think you would hit one.
Well,
I mean, it is like, could somebody hit a? We got the like worst shooting team in basketball.
To me, what's more alarming is that every single 3-point shot attempted by Denver was uncontested. That's what it felt like to me. It was like Nikola Jokic, who's one of the best players in the NBA, has been in a slump with scoring points. He can't score. But what does he do? You know, he drives the lane, kicks it out. There's a guy just waiting there. Just like, wait, like it's like a power play. That's what it looked like.
I thought the Knicks had a guy in the penalty box.
That's what it looked like. Really? These Nuggets just catching the ball like, ha! Bang! Just hitting them.
You know,
just,
I can understand.
Oh, over here! Bang!
I thought the same thing last night. I figured, you know, if the Knicks played on ice, they'd probably have a guy in the penalty box because there's a guy missing.
I mean, how easy is this? Look at this. How easy is this? It's every – the CBS Sports Network's got a great montage here. How easy is this? Get into the paint, kick it out, nobody there, made three.
Yeah, but as Wally said last night
coming into the game.
Wally said last night coming into the game that Denver had one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league. I guess, you know, I'm going by what he said.
Oh, yeah.
And then last night they turned into, like, you know, Rick Barry and the Nets, for God's sake.
The get-right spot, as they say, right?
Man, it was ridiculous.
Come to the Garden and – get right. Now, I understand that the Nuggets are a really good team, but you said it. I've said it. Just be in the game. Please. You are professionals.
You got it. Forget it.
You are grown men. You are putting on uniforms. You are getting paid millions of dollars. Be in the game. You're down 22 at half. It's hard to do that. It's hard to be down 22 points at halftime. It is hard to lose back-to-back games by 35 points or more, as evidenced by the stat that I've been giving you so far. Seventh team in the history of the league to do that. All right. We're going to take a break.
I can't take it.
We're going to come back.
I mean, we're going to sit here and we're going to yak about this all damn day long.
No, well, you started it, so don't
me. I know, it just aggravates me and annoys me, and it's a Friday.
No, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun.
It's a Friday.
This is what happens.
I need you to get your ass in gear and you know, pick it up around here because I cannot deal with this.
Me?
Because it's going to affect you, and then it's going to affect me.
Not going to affect me. You're way angrier than I am this morning.
Another effing disgrace.
You are way angrier. It's usually been me. The last couple of Knicks opens, it's been me screaming, and you've been sitting there like, oh, who cares? Now it finally got to you.
Another effing disgrace.
The Knicks disease has infected you.
Julius Randle, $18 million. Marcus Morris, $15 million. Bobby Portis, $15 million. Taj Gibson, $9 million. Wayne Ellington, $8 million. Alfred Payton, $8 million.
He's still on the team.
I mean, you got to be some sort of, like, tool bag. To go to a game and watch this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it is. Just a bunch of European tourists that are here to see the tree. And might as well take in a game while we're at it. What do you think? Huh? Svetlana, let's go to a Knicks game.
Didn't Julius Randle back out on the Spurs?
No, that was Marcus Morris.
That was Marcus out on Morris. So I don't know, one of them did.
Yeah, that was Marcus Morris. He backed out on the Spurs. And now he's here. And I hope that he's having a wonderful time. Because Christmas in the city is a great place. Isn't it just great? Isn't it awesome out there?
Shut up.
It's just awesome, man. Gridlock alert days and trees and bunting and everything else. It's awesome.
Bunting?
Yeah. And a garland.
Garland?
Yeah. The big snowflakes. Big, you know, Christmas balls everywhere. Stuff like that. Put you in the spirit.
Yeah, Christmas balls this.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network. I've been telling you about this amazing DrinkWorks machine. It's perfect for after a Knicks game. The drink maker by Keurig. It uses the same technology as a pod-based coffee maker to fix your favorite cocktails. I love margaritas. Now I don't have to get out any bartending tools, measure anything, or crack any ice. I just grab a cartridge, push a button, and wham. I'm telling you, these drinks are just as good or better than what you'd pay $17 for at a New York City cocktail bar. There are nearly 30 drinks to choose from. I love the drink maker. Just push the button. It's done in 60 seconds. The quality's amazing. It's taken an army of mixologists 10 years to get it right. Now, this new machine's already a great deal. Here's how it gets even better. Go to drinkworks.com for an early bird special of $100 off. Use my code GIO, G-I-O. This week only, you get another $50 off in free shipping. That's $150 off in free shipping with my code GIO at drinkworks.com. You'll be blown away by this thing. Remember, please enjoy responsibly.
Julius Randle has made $40 million as a basketball player, 18 of it coming from the Knicks this year. You gotta be kidding me, man.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.